Hey everybody, and welcome to KegCast Live! Live, Wombat, on StickCam.
Am I allowed to talk yet?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. I was waiting for something.
Well, you heard the song. In case you were wondering, we've got That Was Gyromite. Did you recognize the tune?
Yes, I like that game.
With the robot or no?
That was with that was with the robot. It was that, and it was Wrecking Crew was the other one with the robot. That you could use the robot.
I don't know.
Gyromite was a good game. Actually, what I used to do is play that two-player co-op.
Oh. Yeah.
If you didn't have the robot, you could actually have someone else pretend to be the robot and push the buttons.
If you had a real friend, you're saying.
A real friend, yeah, and I used to play that with my real friend.
There you go. Well, big show for everybody today. You know, we've got a big meeting, Wombat.
Yeah.
You and Major Nelson getting together.
We met. It was like one of those comic book crossover issues, like JLA meets Avengers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that sounds cool. We'll talk about that. I guess we should save that for later, though, for the Xbox
section.
Yeah,
whatever you want. We could save it for the Microsoft section of the show, whatever. You're the man in charge. I just
okay.
Worked.
We will save that for later. I wanted to talk a little bit about my new favorite restaurant before we get into the meat of the show.
I saw that. I'm so curious to find out what is your new favorite restaurant.
And meat is a sort of a good... little pun here, because my new favorite restaurant in Tokyo is Sizzler, Wombat.
So, as in, like, all-you-can-eat salad bar Sizzler?
Well, yes, and as they call it here, Sizzra.
I get it. That's, so, that's almost funny.
I gotta say, it's so awesome, because they have the salad bar, and you can make nachos, Wombat.
Yeah, like with cheese sauce?
Yes, cheese sauce, real cheese, jalapenos, meat... nacho chips, and you can even make tacos. Like, they have give you soft shell tacos. But it's funny because you see, like, you know, it's very popular in Japan, but you see, like, some Japanese people just don't really get it. They don't understand. So I saw this little girl go up to the salad bar, to the nacho section, and she takes her little soft shell tortilla, and then she's a little confused, so she picks up some chow mein, and she puts the chow mein in the taco.
I bet that's good.
She made a chow mein taco.
I'll repeat that again. I bet that's good.
I don't know.
I would eat a chow mein taco.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I do.
Think it's going to be too good. But I thought it was funny. So I had several nachos, and the hamburger was awesome with the fried onions. Anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to Sizzler because I love it so much.
Why not? Maybe they'll send you coupons.
Yeah. Also, I also wanted to mention, before we get to what you've been up to, Wombat, I did make some more of my famous cheap-ass Xbox 360 purchases here in Tokyo. I went with my friend yesterday to Akihabara during lunchtime, and I picked up Burnout Revenge for $8.
Mm.
It's a game I've been looking for the 360, you know, for a long time, and I'm just waiting to find it cheap. And then I bought Amped 3 for $4.
Well, $4, I mean, really.
I figured, you know, for the nerd points, it was worth it. And for $4, you got to buy pretty much everything, right?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, how do you say no, really? It's less than an arcade game.
Right, I had to. So what have you been up to, Wombat?
Well, let's see. Since we last spoke, what did I do this weekend? I did a lot this weekend. I mean, Mrs. Wombat had our company picnic on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So I went to that, and it was catered by a restaurant that I'm sure you're familiar with, Brother Jimmy's.
Uh-huh, yes.
So I got to have all the ribs and macaroni and cheese and beer. I could manage to stuff down my gullet in a 3-hour time span.
There you go.
And as soon as I realized I couldn't eat anymore, that's when the ice cream truck came.
Right.
And that was also, part of the picnic. So it was really just, go up and get whatever you want. So it was, I spent the majority of my Saturday evening saying to myself, why did I eat so much?
Yeah, that's been known to happening. Yeah, how's that diet going on that?
What diet now?
I did. Remember, I said I was going on a diet. I've lost 4 pounds so far, maybe 5 pounds.
Well, good for you.
Not bad, right?
But when you're like 9 feet tall, what's 5 pounds? That's like a drop of sweat.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so
Doesn't
whatever.
go a long way.
No, it really doesn't. And I picked up a new game for myself on Sunday.
Was that?
Pokemon Pearl.
Pokemon.
Pokemon Pearl.
Wow.
For the Nintendo DS.
Pokemon.
Pokemon! Pokemon!
Well, we're going to talk about that later. We're getting ahead of ourselves, Wombat.
Yeah, a little bit. But I'll talk about it. I'm happy to.
Very nice. So, on to some feedback from last week's show. Last week was not a live show, but we still had lots of good feedback. E-Master says, man, I particularly love this episode because of developer theater. And I think I'll PM Cheapy some bong sound effects. For some reason, I thought that was hilarious. I was on the bus going to work, listening to that part, and I bust out laughing, and everyone looked at me funny. You should make the developer theater a regular feature. What do you think of that idea, Wombat?
We talked about this briefly this morning, and I was trying to think about what I could do for it all day. And I sort of have an idea, but I don't love it. So
Right.
I don't know if we're going to do developer theater this week.
That's too bad because I got the music all picked out.
Do you? Well, then we could. I could.
See?
Hello and welcome to Monsterpiece Theater.
Cookie Theater. Right. Monsterpiece Theater. That's right.
Monsterpiece Theater,
Right. Right. Well, we'll think about that later. Anyway,
I am Sir Alistair Cookie.
There you go. Yeah, I couldn't think of a cheapy D name that sort of jived with Alistair Cook in any way or form.
Alistair
So,
Cag?
there you go.
That was too tough for you?
Maybe. Anyway, some more feedback. This one from Greystone. Some people sounding off about your negativity, Wombat. Greystone says, let me just say I'm a fan of Wombat. However, his constant negativity about everything is tiring. Sometimes what he says can be funny, but it seems like halfway through the show, he gets bored and starts bitching about any and everything. This is coming from a member of the now defunct Wombat Liberation Army. Wombat, come on, man. It's gaming. It's supposed to be fun. Not everything is going to be great. Like Dennis Leary said, happiness comes in small doses. You don't have to bitch about everything. CheapyD isn't Mr. Happy himself, but at least he does like some things and feel positive about some stuff. I think in the last five podcasts, Wombat has only liked two games. I know one for sure. I'm just giving him the other as a safety net.
I
What do you
like
say?
lots of games.
I don't think you're overly negative.
I was going to say, actually, I thought more recently than lately, I've been more positive than ever.
Yeah, I think so. I think people just like busting your balls, Wombat. You gotta have, you need somebody to hate on the show, and I'm too
And
lovable.
no one can hate you.
Right, I'm the lovable GVD, and you're the angry Wombat.
I know.
Right, very nice.
Meh, meh, Batman, meh.
Batman? All right. So, as everybody knows, for the last 2 weeks, we've been running a promotion with GooseX, the
Yes.
video game trading site, and the promotion entailed giving away a DS Lite. So
That's
right
a nice
now,
prize.
I am going to get one of the, I believe he's one of the founders of GooseX. I'm going to get him on the phone here, and he is going to announce the winner of the DS Lite.
Oh, I'm excited.
So that should be very good. And he's also got another, announcement to make.
Really?
Which should be pretty good.
Cool.
Now this is dead air because we're connected to him.
And
Hey, what's up?
All right, Mark, are you there?
Ooh, let me turn this thing off.
Yes.
Yes.
You are on the radio. You're on the fake radio. So just like the real radio, you gotta turn it down.
It's off. I just turned it off.
Okay, so we
Hey,
got
what's
Mark
up,
here.
fellas?
So you're ready to make the big announcement of the winner of the DS Lite?
I am. I think, but before I get to that real quick, just two quick comments. One is what I think you guys are doing with the live CADcast is, to me, very cool. And it's a step in the podcasting kind of world in the right direction. And I think you guys are doing something new and really cool with it.
Thank you.
And, well, and before the announce the other winner, I just want to say the big announcement is we're going to run another DS Lite giveaway for the next two CADcasts.
Sweet.
And it's the same rules as before. You just go to Guzex, sign up, and use the coupon code CAG-2007.
Right.
So, the winner for the DS Lite, and I've already emailed the guy, is his username on Guzex, and I assume it's the same on CAG, is Kings of New York.
All right.
So, oh,
that's a cool name.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kings of New York.
And
I alone have purchased 4 DS games in the last 4 weeks, so I know how good the system is. So enjoy it.
Wombat, how come you're not on Goosex?
I'm a register. I am.
Have you made any trades?
One.
You did. Was it a real trade?
Yeah, it was sort of. I did, you know,
what does that
do
mean?
Some internet hoojaboo when a game showed up. So yeah, why not?
All right, okay. So
it was also your birthday, so we sent you a game.
That's true too, which was awesome. Thank you.
Very nice. All right, Mark. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys, and keep up the good work.
Anytime. Thank you.
See you.
See ya. All right, it worked, Wombat. We took a call. The world didn't end.
We're still here.
We're still here.
We are still here, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very nice. On to the foreplay, the new releases,
nice.
Wombat. Now,
yes,
of course.
I didn't think you meant foreplay in the other sense of the term, yes.
Yes. So now, right, we know you don't believe in that.
I really don't.
Poor
Who
Mrs.
Has time?
Wombat. Right, you're a working man. So the shipwrecks are continuing their quest to overtake us in the podcasting world. No. They're joining.
Job.
Yes, they're joining forces with us. They have the CAG Foreplay podcast. It should be up on iTunes by now. We got them all set up with an RSS feed and everything, so you can subscribe to that, and it's good stuff. They go over the new releases every week, and also they post them in text form on CAG. So what are the big releases this week? I mean, you got what this game Call of Juarez. Is that how you say that, Wombat?
Juarez.
Juarez. Which, Juarez. Juarez.
That's a little better. You've been living in Japan too long.
Yeah. My Spanish, you know, I took Spanish for 5 years in high school and junior high. And my Spanish has mixed with my Japanese. So it's piss poor now. It's really shitty. It's extra shitty. Mm-hmm. Muy shitty, as they say in Spanish. Now, more shitty? Is that the question?
Well, the reviews have been mixed, and that's putting it nicely. How's that for an answer?
I'm always up for a decent Mexican shooter. Is that what you call one of these?
Western.
Games?
I believe the word you're looking for is Western.
Western, not Mexican. I'm
my
sorry.
My bigoted friend, yes.
I got confused between this and Call of Duty. I mean, not Call of Duty, Ghost Recon.
Ghost Recon.
And Vegas. So yeah, I don't know. I liked Red Dead Revolver and
Gun.
I didn't really play, so I couldn't say. But
like Sunset Riders, is that the other one?
Maybe it's out for 360 and the PC this week. $40 on the PC, $60 on the 360. What else we got? You got the DS Lite browser this week, Wombat.
Yeah, I'm not picking that up.
Now I have this already.
And?
I have the it's been out in Japan for a while. It's slightly usable, but I wouldn't recommend investing $30 in it. I mean, it's pretty slow. I can't imagine why you would really need one of these at this point, with most cell phones being able to browse the web, and it seems like sort of a silly type of a purchase, but I don't know. Some people like to buy silly things, Wombat, and that's fine too, right?
Yeah, the only game I really want this week is the next one on the list.
The next one. Oh, Planet Puzzle League.
Yeah, I'm really forcing my, like, there's part of me that says I can't buy 5 Nintendo DS games in 5 weeks.
Right.
Because that's just kind of crazy. borderline crazy.
It's a little
crazy. So I may wait. Yeah, I may wait and like play the games I purchased already before I. Yeah.
There's no rush, really. I mean.
No, there's no rush. The game's not going anywhere. It's not on sale.
Yeah.
But I do want it.
Yeah. So yeah, it does look. It's gotten really good reviews. I guess the only complaint, I think, was that the music wasn't good. That's what I learned from the Shipwrecks podcast. The foreplay, that the music there wasn't that great. But whatever. Anything else this week, Wombat?
Tomb Raider Anniversary.
Ah, Tomb Raider Anniversary. Oh, for the PS2 and PC.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that supposed to be decent? Anything, you know anything about that?
I played it today in the store.
Oh. This is a rehash
remake
of the first game?
Of the first one, yeah.
Oh boy.
You think it'd be, you know, it'd be cool if they were able to remake the first and second one and put it on one disc. I mean, I'm not complaining.
How do her cans look in the remake?
They look good. No, the game happens to look much better, you know, this time around. I mean, obviously. Yeah. The game looks good. They fixed the controls. The camera's still kind of,
yeah.
It's
on Game Tap, too, I think. You can get it on
Game
Tap.
Yeah, it is on Game Tap. And what else is there?
On the DL?
Yeah, let's go to the DL.
DL. On the DL, downloadable games for the Wii. You got Dead Moon for $6, another TurboGrafx-16 game, a 2D scrolling shooter. I don't really know anything about that. Milton's Secret Castle, Wombat.
Milton's Secret Castle?
I don't know. What is it? Milton's?
Milan?
I don't know. It was a secret. How am I supposed to know?
Milan, yeah. Milton's Secret Castle. You look for the red stapler at the end.
Right, and then he burns the place down. He burns down the castle. So that's $5. Toe Jam and Earl on Planet Panic on Funkatron. Did you ever play that game?
I did.
Is that any good?
It's not that good.
No, $8. God. Zelda 2 for $5 is also available for the Wii.
Yeah, and also don't forget the Pac-Man.
Pac-Man for Xbox 360. Should we wait? Mm-hmm. Should we wait on that one?
That's your call.
Yeah, let's wait because I want to talk about it. Because Wombat went to the Pac-Man, what do you call that? The Pac-Man event in New York City.
Well, actually, I didn't go to the actual event.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I went to the post-event.
Post-event. Okay. Well.
I'm too cool for school. I don't go to the event. I go to the post.
Right. You show up. I understand. Okay. So I think it's time for want to do a little listener hype wagon.
We could do listener hype wagon. I have my own hype wagon picks too. So
okay, we're now going to take calls for listener hype. Well, you think about listeners. Think about what games you want to talk about for your hype wagon, and Wombat's going to tell you his choice right now.
Well, see, here's where I'm going with this. I actually have two games for the hype wagon.
Yeah.
Now the reason why there's two. Is because I have a theory. One of these games is going to be great, and the other one's going to fall on its ass.
Okay.
Now, I don't know which one is going to be the great one and which one's going to be the falling on its ass one, so I'm putting them both on the list.
Okay.
I know you're excited.
I'm excited. I can't imagine.
One, what you have lined and because up. I was reading about it in this month's Wizard magazine. And they had a little, like a page article about both the MMOs that are coming out for the PS3 and the Xbox 360/Vista. On the PS3, you're having the DC Comics MMO featuring Superman, Batman, and your favorite Justice League characters.
Okay.
With art direction by Jim Lee in an MMO format on the PlayStation 3 exclusive, which sounds pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
And on the cool, Xbox 360... You have the Marvel version.
The what version?
Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Marvel's either better. One or the other. One's, you know, Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Uh-huh.
Or Super Friends. One of them is going to be awesome. I don't know which one yet, but I know whichever one is the awesome one. Now, in a perfect world, it'll be both.
Right.
But one of them is going to suck away my life.
Okay. Happily. All right, so let's take some calls now. Listeners, call in 781. Oh, we got a lot of calls. Okay, hold on, Wombat. All right, caller, you're on the air. Are you there, Jamie?
Are you there?
Yo.
JT Homeslice. What's going on with your microphone? There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What's up? You got a pick for the hype wagon.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I got Castle Crashers for the Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, that's an interesting choice. When is that supposed to come out?
Yeah, I haven't heard about that game in a long time.
I think they said a while back that it was coming out like 2008, I think.
2008?
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't that game supposed to be out in like March?
I think so. I don't, it's been a while. I haven't read much about it for a little bit.
Well, that's a pretty good hype wagon pick. All right. I like it. Thanks for the call.
You hung up on him.
Oh, it went away too quick. I couldn't click on it in time.
What can you do?
Any other calls for... All right, here we go. We got a call. Caller. Caller, yeah. You're on the air.
Yeah, Zoo1, what's up?
Zoo1 in the house.
What up, son?
All right, man. You got a pick?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Last Remnant.
Last Remnant?
The PS3.
Oh. What's that? Is that an RPG or something?
It's a new Square Enix IP coming out.
Oh, is this like Dynasty Warriors a little bit?
It's a little bit like that, but I mean, it's kind of like, still has RPG elements, like turn-based, but action-oriented, like Rogue Galaxy or something.
And it's called Last Remnant. When are we supposed to see that game come out?
Spring 2008. Got a while, but it looks good. It looks real nice in the new game informer.
Very cool. All right,
very
man.
Very cool.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Peace. Adios.
All right. Wombat. We took calls. And
what's that about?
My computer didn't explode.
And I'm still here. I haven't been warped back in time to the caveman era.
Mac power for the win. I'm doing this whole show off of my MacBook.
I am not.
Last time I did the show, I actually had to use two computers and it still didn't work. I used two PCs, it still didn't work. Now I'm using one MacBook and it works great. So
I'm flagging over Mrs. Wombat to give me some Smarties. Put a big bag of Smarties. I'm going to, yeah.
Okay, so shall we move on to Nintendo? We'll take some more calls in a little while, guys. At the end of the Nintendo segment, we'll take some more calls. So don't worry. You'll have your chance. So Nintendo, Wombat, I got a new Nintendo game, a new DS game recently.
Ooh, what'd you get?
I got the Marvel Trading Card game.
Did you really?
Now, you have that too, right?
I do. How do you find it?
I find it impossible to understand what's going on. I have yet to successfully do anything in this game. I took the tutorial.
Mm-hmm. I've done the tutorial like 8 times. I've read that stupid.
Yeah, Professor X is like maybe the worst tutorial ever because it's a non-interactive tutorial. It's just showing you stuff on the screen. It doesn't have you like actually click anywhere, and you don't really know where to click, to do things. So,
and then it's just crazy stuff like the yellow number tells you, and there's like 7 yellow numbers.
It's ridiculous. And I basically what I do is I take the stylus and I touch everything on the screen to see like what, if anything works.
And that's usually the right move.
But I don't know. I haven't been able to do anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think I'm giving up on Marvel Trading Card Game. This versus card system is basically impossible, I think. I don't think anybody. Yeah. I think you need a PhD in rocket science to figure it out.
Probably.
Maybe.
But it has,
I don't
pretty
know,
pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be able to play it.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I just can't. I can't figure it out. Okay, Wombat, you picked up Pokemon?
Pokemon!
What do you think?
Not only did I'm addicted to it.
I told you, right? It's like crack. It's a little
it
like crack.
I went out on Sunday. Hush, Zelda. And
yeah,
and I went out on Sunday and I picked it up. And it was around noon.
You said you got Pearl. I got home.
Yeah, Pearl. Because you have Diamond.
That's right.
Shipwreck has Diamond.
Okay.
So I was told I had to buy Pearl or not bother buying the game.
Because we got to catch them all.
And I picked it up around noon on Sunday. I get home around 1 o'clock. Next thing I know, Mrs. Wombat says to me, it's 6 o'clock. Don't you think it's about time you turn that thing off?
Oh, my God.
So I sat there and played it for about 5 hours. Nonstop.
Someone in our chat room wants to know who you picked as your starting Pokemon.
I picked the fire monkey.
Are you eating?
Yeah, I'm eating Smarties.
Why are you eating?
Because I'm a dick.
We're doing a live show here. Okay, who'd you pick? I didn't hear who you picked. I was
the
too
fire
busy.
Monkey.
The fire monkey. I took the turtle guy.
Who takes Turtwig? The turtle guy when you have a fire monkey?
Because I think maybe it's different in Diamond. There's different choices, maybe?
No, it's the same damn choices.
Oh. Turtle.
If someone offers you a fire monkey, you have take it.
Turtle, I... Yeah,
oh, look,
Turtwig.
It's a turtle.
I named him Turtletastic.
Isn't he like P? Isn't that like his powers?
He's like level 23, I think, now.
Mine's like level 27, and I've had the game for less than a week.
That's awesome. Very nice. So,
you have no idea. I sit there, I get into like Zen Pokemon state. Now, mind you, I've never played a Pokemon game before in my life.
Yeah, I'm stuck. So I actually need to get a guide.
Yeah, that's the only drawback to the game is you will find yourself stuck for like 2 hours. Where am I going?
All right, so anything else in Nintendo? Let's see. Some big news today, I guess. A lot of the bigwigs from Nintendo are leaving. George Harrison, Perrin Kaplan, and Beth Llewellyn are
all
leaving.
Well, it's better
Nintendo.
Than firing 100 employees.
Like Sony did. Well, I guess Nintendo told their sales and marketing staff that they had to either move to San Francisco or New York. Otherwise, you're gone. And they decided to be gone.
Hey, why not? Some people don't want to move.
So Perrin Kaplan, who I guess is maybe the most visible one in terms of, you know, people in the gaming community.
Because
she gets interviewed all the time. So she's gone. I mean, I've never met her in person, first of all. But I've never been too impressed with her interviews that she's done. She doesn't really come across as someone particularly knowledgeable about the Nintendo products or as like a gamer. She's no Reggie. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, the other thing also is, I mean, it would be great if there was more of a Nintendo community in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really get invited to too many Nintendo community events.
Yeah, they don't do... that's a whole other thing to talk about. Microsoft does a really good job of...
They do, and I have to give... And I'll say it right already. I have to give Major Nelson a ton of credit for the amount of work he really does put into those events.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at all me right, doing a 360.
Hold
I changed
on,
my
I
mind.
I want to hear all about this meeting, but it's...
I know.
It's not time yet. We're not time.
I changed my mind like a woman.
Right. Anyway... I don't have much to talk about this week for Nintendo, so if you guys want to call in, I will put you on the air. If you want to talk about Nintendo only, we're only taking calls about Nintendo right now, 781-EAT-KAGS or Skype to KAGcast.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, Ryan, you're on the air.
Just wanted to say...
Turn down your fake radio, your computer.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that... The guide is kind of a rip-off for Pokemon.
You're still getting echo, my friend. You got to turn down... You got to listen to us through Skype, not on the stick cam. You know, there's a little mute button there. There you go. Still there, buddy? I think we lost him.
Oh, that was too bad. Who was it?
That was Ryan. No, you still there, Ryan? All right, screw that.
Hello?
All right. Guess who I got on the phone,
hey.
Wombat? Dorbon.
Dorbon 3.
Dorbon.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yes, lovely.
What's up, man?
So how are you doing? Oh, I was just... Nintendo, right? Why don't you guys pick up Leaf Green and Red Fire for Game Boy Advance if you like it so much, Wombat?
Well, I think I can only handle one Pokemon game at a time.
Yeah, two pocket monsters at a time is pretty much all I can handle.
All right, and what about Hotel Dusk? You beat that yet?
No.
I have not.
I got Pokemon.
Have you, do you have Hotel Dusk, Wombat?
I do.
You both do?
Yeah.
Pissed me off. You better beat that game. I beat it back in January.
Yeah, I'll get back to that one. I'll get back to that one.
I'm never going to beat that game.
And Puzzle Quest, which I got Mrs. Wombat addicted to. She's now up to... She's a level 12. She's not a mage. She's the other thing.
Wizard?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm waiting for Xbox, the Xbox version. I'm not playing anymore. Puzzle Quest. All right, Thornbond. It was nice to hear your voice. I mean, we've read your...
We've read your comments
in the CAG bag many a time, and now people can put a voice.
Yes.
People in the chat room saying think that you're high. Are you high, Thornbond?
No, I've never taken drugs.
You don't do drugs, right?
No.
He's just nervous because he's talking to Cheapy and Wombat.
Right. Oh, I talked to Cheapy this morning.
on Xbox. He has my private home number. He calls me and gives me a lullaby.
All right, Thornbond.
All right.
Thanks. All right. We're taking calls, Wombat, and it's working. I'm very excited.
Sort of
working. My shit didn't explode, so that's a victory, right?
Yeah, it's working technologically speaking.
Right. All right, BJ Woodruff, you're on the air. Turn down your
radio. Hey, what's going on, Cheapy? What's going on? Hey, I just want to make a comment and a question. My comment is, I know this isn't really Nintendo related, but I just want to say thank you for suggesting Vibribbon. Game's awesome. Game is way awesome, Cheapy. My question is this. Oh, I'm sorry, GB.
You imported that somewhere?
Yeah, I imported it. Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's actually
what my question is. Do you feel that emulators and ROMs kind of take away from the business from Nintendo?
Well, it's an interesting question. Now, first of all, last weekend I went to my usual drinking spot on Friday, met up with my friend Campin Kev, pulls out his DS, and he's like, I want to show you my new toy. And he pulls out this card that goes inside the DS, and it has a little memory card inside it, and you can bootleg games on it. And he's got like 100 games on there. So of course it takes away from the companies. I mean, piracy. Oh, he hung up. All right. Well, piracy, you know, will stop people from buying games. Of course. Of course it takes away from the bottom line. I can't condone piracy. In fact, I saw that, I think it's called the RD4 card or R4 card or something like that. And, you know, I didn't buy it because I felt guilty. But then again, I did mod my original PlayStation so that I could import Dance Dance Revolution games that only came out in Japan. And then they were so expensive to import that I just bought, like, you know, burned copies of them for $3. It was like $60 or $70 for a PS1 game. I'm like, that's a little ridiculous. So here's my stance on pirating. If it's an import game that's not available in the US, then I really don't care if you pirate it or not. If you mod your system to pirate it and then buy like a burned copy of the game. But if it's something that you can buy, you know, I feel a little guilty about doing it. You know what I'm saying, Wombat? If the price is ridiculous, then, you know.
I don't know. All I know is that the caller didn't even say hi to me.
And he hung up.
Hi, Cheapy. I have a question for you.
I didn't hang up on him, by the way. He hung up.
Yeah, whatever.
You don't believe me?
That's fine.
Okay. On to Sony, Wombat.
I am familiar with the console. Let's go.
Okay. Now, I guess the biggest thing on the PS3 front this week... Oh, wait. Hold on. There we go, Wombat. Yeah. So the biggest thing on the PS3 front, I think, was the Folk Soul demo that was released on the Japanese PlayStation Store.
Yes.
Now, that's the game that's known as Folklore in America. It's coming out very soon in Japan, I think. Very soon, like in a week. Did you have a chance to download the demo?
No, the whole thing was I just didn't have time to go through that whole process. But I figured you're going to tell me how it is.
You're right, Wombat. I am going to tell you.
I'm very interested in this game.
You are?
Yeah, so I'm very interested to hear your impressions. I waited. I didn't ask you what you thought because I want to know like everyone else. So Come on,
impress
me, dude.
The demo's pretty good. I mean, you know, the graphics are very nice. It's got a lot of... this is the game that I talked about several months ago because I had a chance to play a demo of it. They had some event in Tokyo. It reminds me of a cross between... It reminds me a lot of Cameo because it's a very colorful game. You sort of use other monsters' attacks as your attacks. You know what I'm saying? Like you can map different attacks to different buttons. So like you beat like this little plant monster and you get like a little planty punch or something.
Like Cameo.
It's similar to Cameo. The only thing that really bugged me about the demo was that there's no voice acting in the game, which is really odd for a next gen game that's got
now,
a lot of dialogue.
Now, is there not going
in it
to be voice acting, or is there just not in the demo?
Yeah, it's obviously not. I mean, you'd put the voice acting in the demo, I would imagine. You wouldn't
not
leave
necessarily.
It out.
They may not even have recorded it yet.
You think? No, dude, the game comes out in a week in Japan.
Oh, well, then
very
yeah.
Very soon. So, I don't know. I am looking forward to this game. The story is sort of interesting. Like, you're a writer for a paranormal magazine, a magazine that focuses on the occult, I guess. The magazine itself is not paranormal. You know what I'm saying?
It's not a haunted magazine.
It's not a haunted magazine. And you're sort of investigating a woman's death. And, you know, the graphics look really good. And it seems sort of like a lot of potential. So we'll keep an eye out for that one. All right.
I think I lost Cheapy.
No, you didn't. I'm right here.
Oh, I lost you for a second.
No, you didn't. You're just imagining things.
I don't know. I think it's that paranormal magazine.
Right. You better shred your paranormal magazines in your house. They're screwing up the space-time continuum.
Yep.
Okay, we had some feedback last week about Warhawk, because I talked about Warhawk. Bartex says, the constant freezing in Warhawk is brutal. I heard it's because of the 1.84 firmware update. And also, everybody sounding off, telling me that I can customize the controls of the Warhawk to use the motion sensing six-axis controls. You do it on your end. It's not something that's done on the server side. I said I wasn't so sure how that worked, but whatever. A lot of people jumping down my throat for that one, Wombat. Now I know what you feel like.
Yeah, well, I got it worse than you did this week, and I guess that's
yes.
The next
one. That's the next one. A lot of people sounding off about the PS3 store. Paulie Nation says, hey there, GPD and Wombat. I noticed that you were having some problems with the PlayStation Network in terms of having spare change in your wallet. You know, just leave your wallet empty and proceed to the checkout, and then you get yourself a game without the hassle of the remaining in-store credit. They just deduct the exact amount from the credit card. And AllRye108 says, to be honest, you know, to be able to play with real money and exact change has pretty much ruined Live's point-based system for me. How do
yeah,
you feel
I don't,
about that,
yeah.
Wombat?
I'm never a fan of the point base because it also, I mean, especially with the Xbox, with their whole, we want it to be the same for everybody theory.
Right.
You know, it's annoying because, wait, so 400 points is $5 and 800 points is $10. I get it.
And meanwhile, but, like, you know, the PlayStation, now I can see, like, in the PlayStation store, some of the games are priced cheaper. You know, like, remember I mentioned last week, Calling All Cars is, like, $7.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mentioned that last
week.
Oh,
in Japan, it's $7.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 800 yen or something. So, yeah. Anyway, what else we got? Okay, oh, we also, last week, we talked a lot about the PlayStation 3 owner sensitivity and how they react to exclusives. And we had a lot of good comments. And here's one from Darkness Bear, who's sort of like our resident PS3 fan. He says, I noticed in the latest CADcast you mentioned that the owners of the PlayStation 3 are so sensitive to things, such as criticism or console berating. I believe it is really due to the fact that for myself, I'm tired of feeling like a bad person for enjoying my console. Every time I go on the forums or listen to a podcast and the topic of PlayStation 3 is brought up, it feels as if people speak about the console as if you have to be a total idiot to enjoy it and that it has nothing worthwhile. So it kind of makes the owner go, hey, I enjoy it and here's why. Good explanation. So I guess he's saying it puts people on the defensive because there's just it's so many people bashing the PS3.
Well, I mean, there's two sides to that. One, if you enjoy your PS3, don't let anyone bring you down. That would be thing
yes.
number one. If you, I enjoy my PS3. I don't let anyone bring me down.
Right. And I don't know. I'm at the point in my life now where I do not, you know, as much as I love video games, I don't have like an emotional attachment to my systems, you know.
I take my systems to bed with me.
If someone asks me, you know, why do you like the PS3? Or rather, why do you like the 360 better than the PS3? I can give them a reason without getting emotionally involved. And I think for some people that might be hard, and maybe it's just something you grow out of, Wombat.
Maybe. And, I don't know if I do.
Jazzer says, regarding why PS3 fans get sensitive, it's easy how someone who invested up to $600 for a system and wants it to thrive and can only do so with AAA exclusive titles like Metal Gear Solid 4. Without these exclusives, there will be no large PS3 user base, and without the user base, there will be less and less third-party support, and eventually you'll be looking at a bleak future. So, yeah, Wombat, a lot of people sounding off about PS3. You want to take some calls about Sony, PS3, PSP, anything Sony-related?
If you want to talk about, if you want to talk about exclusivity, whatever you want to talk about.
Right. Whatever you want to talk about. Up, Thornbond's calling in again.
Again.
Thornbond.
I've been playing Chula. Have you ever played that game?
Hold on. What was that, Thornbond? We missed you there.
You ever played Tulip?
Tulip. No.
Yes, I've been playing that on my PS2.
It's the game that was a GameStop exclusive, right?
Yeah, the kissing game.
The kissing
game. And
they
lowered it down
delayed.
Recently to $19.99, so I picked it up. And how is it? Through your links, so you got pizzay. But
I got pizzayed.
Yeah, you gotta get pizzay. It's pretty fun. What you do is it's like an adventure game, like Leisure Suit Larry, and the goal is to go around town and kiss everybody, but you have to do them favors and such.
Favors,
and
What kind of favors?
Well,
the kind that only start with kissing. So don't put the cart before the horse there.
Oh, I see. You're right. Good point. That would make a lot of sense.
You kiss dirty old men, and you find poopy in the trash can, and all sorts
poopy.
Of weird stuff.
There's poopy in this game?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's the Japanese
poopy.
Cartoon type of poopy, you know?
Yeah, it looks like an ice cream, right? It looks like soft serve ice cream?
Yeah. He finds poopy, and then he loses health. It's really sad.
I have one of those Japanese poopies on top of my monitor.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
All right, Thornbond. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
So he recommends Thornbond recommending Tulip.
Yeah.
All right, we got another call. We got Ryan is on the air.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to ask if you guys saw the newest MGS4 trailer.
The new what?
The newest MGS4 trailer.
Oh, no, I have not. I have not seen it. See, I just woke up, so I haven't really had a chance to look at it. How's it look?
It's in it looks pretty good. It's on a site called playfrance.com.
Oh, it's one of these French guys. They tend to get the scoop somehow. I think, you know what it is? And this is what I've heard from some guys, I think at Joystick and some other sites, that these European websites, they just don't give a shit about, like, NDA and stuff. Just like, fuck it. Ooh, I just said the F word.
Wow, what do we care? We will show whatever movies we want. There we go.
So it's looking good, Ryan?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good.
Nice. No mention about the 360 version, though, right?
No, not yet.
No. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All
right. Ryan calling in. Telling us about those naughty French.
Ooh la la, Metal Gear Solid 4.
Nobody wants to talk about the PS3, Wombat, so screw them. Should we move on?
I guess we have no choice.
Oh, actually, there's one last little item I wanted to mention was there was a patent filed by Sony for what looks like a PSP phone.
Side talking?
Sort of side talking. Have you seen the picture of that?
No, I haven't seen the picture of the PSP phone.
It looks sort of weird. Like the screen turns. You can rotate the screen.
Okay.
I don't know. It looks really awkward. It looks like something. It looks like holding a brick to your head.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I would probably be interested in that, actually, if it actually came to fruition.
And also what carrier would let me have it.
Right. Everyone in the stick cam chat room is calling it the Taco Phone Part 2.
Taco 2. I was going to call it, yeah, Taco 2.
All right, Wombat. On to some Xbox 360. Yeah. You like that? Achievement? You don't, it doesn't make that noise anymore, does it? The achievement unlock noise?
I don't think so.
Or did I turn it off on my 360?
I was going to say, is that how you're going to get me to stop talking in the middle of a sentence now? So I was saying to the guy on the thing the other day. That's when
I must have turned it off on my unit. Okay. So I got Shadowrun in the mail.
Yeah, you did.
We were talking about Microsoft, the good people at Microsoft, very generous with sending out games to people in the internet community and inviting them to events now, especially after you publish a video of PartnerNet. They're even nicer, I noticed. Have you noticed that we've been getting all these goodies since that happened, since that went down?
Yeah.
But
anyway. I haven't gotten really anything.
No, you got some stuff in the mail.
I know, I got some stuff. Emily.
You got invited to this Pac-Man event.
I did get invited to the Pac-Man event, which was very cool.
Okay, hold on. We're not there yet, my friend.
Okay.
I want to talk about Shadowrun just for a little bit. Now, I was in the Shadowrun beta, so I got this. Been playing it for a while. So when the game came, I already knew how to play it. A couple things. The graphics definitely improved over the beta. So if you've played it in the beta and weren't impressed, it does look better. But some things that I just assumed were going to get fixed didn't. Like, there's no animation when you climb a ladder in the game. You just sort of float up the ladder.
Well, how do you get up a ladder?
I use my hands and legs.
Interesting technique. Float.
You float?
Maybe. I call it gas, but, you know.
So, the game is not... It's not a bad game. It's just not a very good game. You could definitely kill some time playing it. Why this game is priced at $60, I don't know. It does feature a party system like Halo. But yeah, there is no single player unless you count playing with bots single player. So it's tough for me to recommend this game. In fact...
Sounds like you don't.
I don't. I don't recommend this game. I think if the price was, you know, $30 or something... then I could recommend it, but for $60, no way. And speaking of games that I don't recommend, I downloaded the Vampire Rain demo off of the Japanese marketplace. My God, is that a pile of steaming turd, Wombat?
Really?
Unbelievably bad. Imagine the retarded baby of Splinter Cell and Hitman, and you have Vampire Rain. It's really awful. I played it for, you know, I wanted to give it like a fair shake, put in a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried the different modes. There's like one mode where it's like more stealth heavy. And it's just terrible. The graphics are awful. You know, it's basically like Splinter Cell with vampires.
Speaking of like bad elements from other games thrown into a new game, did you play that World War II demo, the new Midway game?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, thanks for bringing that up, because that happened sort of right after our last show. Yeah, what is that called?
I have no idea. Crappy World War II shooter for Midway Games?
It's so Hour of Victory, someone in the chat room is posting.
Thank you,
it
chat room.
Awful. It made me... I played that game, and it made me want to play Call of Duty 3.
Yeah.
After I played it, I was like, wow, this is bad. Call of Duty is really good. It made me really appreciate it. I'm like, wow. But no, that game, I think that's a 360 exclusive.
That's because the other consoles don't want it.
Right. So, yeah, I wouldn't pay any price for that game, basically. All right, Wombat. Shall we talk about the Pac-Man event a little bit?
Oh, you didn't want to talk about Mad Tracks?
Well, okay, Mad Tracks. You got Mad Tracks, right?
I didn't buy it. I haven't.
Ron Workman at Destructoid hooked you up with a free code, right?
Yep, for the free code for Mad Tracks.
He promised and it during our last show.
Yep. It was it's a game.
So you love it.
No.
It's not good.
It's not worth it's really a 400 point game with an 800 point price tag.
Let me ask you this. Did you try the the other modes that aren't racing, like the football, the soccer modes?
Yeah, no, the modes aren't bad. They're most of them, like when you play through the tournament, like the right. full tournament will take you like a half hour.
Right.
And that's with every mode. And they tease you by showing like the next tournament and like three tournaments to unlock. Mm. But your $10 only buys you one of those tournaments. They're the two are soon to be released for $400.
Oh, no. They're doing a Luminous.
Exactly.
They're pulling the Luminous.
So there's nothing like looking at your game that's not complete. And then be like, well, I'm like, spend the money just so I have the full game. But it's, you know, the game's not bad, but do I really want to... It's not a $20 game by any stretch of the imagination. Wow. Even with two more tournaments the size of that one, it's not a $20 game.
This could be a good topic for Developer Theater, Wombat.
Exactly.
And welcome to Developer Theater. I know. Let's make our game cost $10.
No, wait, man. $10 isn't going to work. This game... First of all, look at these graphics. They look like they're from a PS1 game. It's got to be at least the price of a PS1 game.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty awful because...
So you don't recommend this one?
I don't recommend it because it's not complete on the download. Maybe if it had everything and I could change the color of my car, then I would go for it.
All right. Let's go. Let's move on to Pac-Man.
You have to, in your tournament mode, you have to play as the orange car. I don't know. Whatever.
That's weird. Weird. Yeah. Pac-Man Wombat?
Oh, yeah. I went to that event yesterday.
Okay, so you didn't actually go to the actual showdown.
No.
The Pac-Man players. But you did go to the after party. I guess it was the Marriott?
Yes.
And who did you see at the party there?
I got to partake in a frosty alcoholic beverage. I had a beer with my good friend and yours, Larry Major Nelson.
Achievement unlocked. Had a beer with Major Nelson.
How many points is that worth?
I don't know. It's a lot, I think. So how did that go?
Well, do you want... I'm like, how do I word this? After he kicked me in the groin. No.
Let's hear it.
He was really nice. He knew who I was as soon as I said who he was. He's like, "Oh, I finally get to meet you. It's great."
And I finally get to meet the guy that called me Vagina Clown.
Wait, it gets better.
Oh boy,
we haven't even gotten to that yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wombat.
So we're talking, and there's other people, and we're talking about the world of podcasting because people are always, you know, people are interested in it. As am I. That's why I do it.
Some world.
It is. It's a big world. And people are saying, like, do you get, like, hate emails and hate mail? And do people really, do they make fun of you all the time? Or they always mean, you know, do you get a lot of mean stuff? And I was saying, you know, yes, obviously you know that and I know that. We both get it. And Major's like, oh, I get it. Trust me, I get it a lot worse than you do. Do you know he has 100,000 listeners per show?
100,000?
That's what he said. 100,000 downloads.
I don't believe it. No way.
That's what I'm telling. That's what he said.
Per show, 100,000 per show.
100,000. That's what he says.
No way. No way, dude. So, no way.
Regardless, he's like, yeah, but you know what it has to be the funniest thing I've ever been called is, and everyone leans in close. What? He goes, there's this one guy who called me a vagina clown. And I lean in. I leaned into him and I said, that was me. And he grabbed me by the shoulder and he goes, I know.
That's awesome, dude. That is great. Like, so he was cool, like, about it.
Cool about it, as in like that scene in The Godfather 2 when Mike Corleone meets Fredo in Cuba. I knew it was you, Fredo.
You broke my heart. Did he kiss you on the cheek and give you a really tight hug?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
But he was very cool about it. He actually didn't know where the phrase came from.
Did you explain it to him?
I did explain it to him, and I tried to make it sound as uninsulting as possible.
Good luck.
But there was really no way to do it.
Yeah, you see, first of all, I called you the Ronald McDonald of Microsoft. So that's the clown explanation.
Why? Exactly. Which, that's not such a bad thing.
No, no. People love being called a clown, a silly clown.
No, he's the friendly face of Microsoft. That really just sells stuff.
That's how you sold it to him?
That's how I pitched it.
Oh, that's good. Good thinking.
Thank you.
And then how do you explain the vagina part?
Yeah, there was really no explanation for that. Because, you know, when you type M-A-J and you change the M to a V, it's Vag Nelson and Vag Vagina, and you're a clown, so it's Vagina Clown.
Oh,
and then the dinosaurs came, and they turned into oil. So right. I really had nowhere to go.
Good
All I was missing was a shovel.
There.
Thank you. All I was missing was a shovel.
So did you meet John Porcaro?
He was there, but he was face down in the laptop the whole time.
I see. So that's good, Wombat. Congratulations. So
he was really cool. He wants to be on the show.
He does.
Yep.
Excellent.
Very nice.
I had a good idea for a little segment with him.
Cool.
Excellent, Wombat. Excellent work, Wombat. I'm going to give you a little applause there.
Now the actual phrase. I think we're going to have to retire the VC. That's the VC phrase now.
Retired?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're no longer going to use it.
Well, we don't really use it anyway. It was just a one-time thing. And you know what? It was never used with, like, you know, with, you know, as
malice.
An insult. With malice, right? Like, you know, you got some guy, like, ripping on you in the forums this week.
It was all in good fun.
Yeah, and this guy clearly had bad intentions when he was writing about you. I mean, you know, I've never said anything bad about Major Nelson.
No.
Right? Only you have.
Only I have. And it was, like I said, it was all, it's always in good fun. I don't mean anything malicious towards him. I actually think, respect him a lot and what he does. So.
But I don't believe that he gets 100,000 downloads. We get 5,000 downloads. To say that he has 20 times, I mean, look, I don't know. It seems ridiculous. I can believe that he has 20,000 downloads a show. I could believe that. And even that, I would. You know, I'd be a little apprehensive, but 100,000?
I knew that would drive you crazy.
Right, it's going to drive me crazy. You're right.
I know, you won't sleep now for like a month.
Right. So, all right, next on the Microsoft thing.
We're also working on something else with Major Nelson. That
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on a little side project for us and him.
Really?
Yep.
You're not going to tell us? Give us a hint?
I can't... All I know is that it involves my day job.
Really?
Yes.
A real job for you, baby?
No. It involves my current day job.
Oh, you're going to sell him a fax machine?
No, I'm not going to sell him a... thank you very much for belittling my hard work.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll hear about it when you're ready to talk about it. Okay.
Exactly. It's a little teaser.
One thing I wanted to mention related to Microsoft was this program called XB List. And I want to give a shout out to DJ Weed and Epileptic Gaming, epilepticgaming.com, for mentioning this and turning me on to it. It's a little program that you can run. It's like an instant messenger, but for Xbox Live. So when you install this program, you'll have a little list of all your friends that are and what they're playing when they're online. You can send them messages right from there. It's really convenient. It works really well. To find it, just Google XB List, all one word, and you'll find it. It'll be the first thing. So big shout out to Epileptic Gaming for turning me on to that. Some other Microsoft-related news stories. IGN is running a story that is saying that there is no Final Fantasy coming to the Xbox 360. Now, when I looked at, and this has been getting, obviously, it was on Dig, it's been showing up at every website possible because everybody loves bad news for any console. Now, when I looked at the actual quote from the Japanese guy, the Square Enix guy, he doesn't say no Final Fantasy for Xbox 360. The quote is, as for Final Fantasy on the Xbox 360, it's currently a completely blank page, which I think means that they don't have anything planned for it. That doesn't mean that it's never not coming to the Xbox 360. I think people got a little carried away there. You know what I'm saying, Wombat? You still with us, Wombat?
Oh, I lost you for about 15, 20 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I figured you'd come back eventually.
I didn't need you.
Yeah, I know.
We don't need you anyway. Okay. Also, good news. Some good news.
The blank page thing. Is that where you were going?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we're past it.
Yeah.
I might as well just slept in. Yeah.
Yeah. Some good news for Microsoft in Australia. They've sold over 1 million titles in the 14 months since they launched. And that is a record, Wombat.
Really?
For any platform, even including the PS2 and the DS. So Australia loves them some 360.
They must give out some free Olivia Newton-John CDs with every console sold.
Right. Now, here's something that I found on Joystick that was sort of scary.
Right.
I'm just trying to move the show along, my friend. That's all. Don't get bitter, all right?
What's next?
Joystick is reporting that Microsoft has had so many hardware failures, they're actually running out of the boxes that they ship to you. So you can send the 360s back to Microsoft.
Oh, my.
They have a story from a New York City Police Department officer. And he's actually on his fourth Xbox 360. And the quote from Microsoft is, he was concerned because his box was taking a long time to come. The quote from Microsoft is, "The service department is running very low on boxes, so it'll take a little longer than expected to get the box."
It's so frightening. I mean, really, let's face it. The games are great, and when it works, it works. You know, it's fun to play and great to look at. But for what it's worth, the actual box itself is a large turd.
Yeah. I knock on wood, haven't had any problems with my 360, but
mine still takes 4 to 5 tries minimally to play any disc.
All right, let's take some calls. You want to talk about Microsoft? Now's time to call. 781 up. We got a call. Hold on.
Hey.
Oh.
What?
It's Thornbon again. I didn't even mean to pick up on
it. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You
forgot to talk about Pac-Man.
Oh, we didn't talk about Pac-Man.
Oh, we didn't talk about the actual game. Good work.
Oh, thanks, Thornbon. Oh, I'm so glad I misclicked and I picked you up. All right, I'm going to hang up on you. Unless you want to talk about it. Okay, you can stay in. Now, first of all, Wombat got me free points from the Pac-Man event, so I didn't pay $10 for the game. I got it for free. That being said, that disclaimer out of the way, it's a really fun game. In fact, I like this version of Pac-Man better than the original Pac-Man.
I actually agree with you on that. It is a very good game. It's really good. They did a really great job with it. The real question, though, and that's the big looming question that, you know, our listeners want to know about is, and I'll ask you first, is it worth $10?
If you're a Pac-Man fan, it's worth $10. If you're not, I'm sort of on the fence. If it was $5, it's a no-brainer. I would totally recommend it. Yeah, I mean, must buy. Also, like, one of my complaints is that, okay, there's $20 worth of Pac-Man games on the Xbox Live Marketplace right now. Maybe they could have thrown in original Pac-Man with this version. Maybe they could have hooked people up who bought original Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man and given them a discount or something. I just don't see the reason why there needs to be $20 worth of Pac-Man games on
Pac-Man
Xbox
games
Live.
On there.
Yeah,
also go ahead.
I was going to say, people think that this game is just Pac-Man with new mazes. But it's really not. It's not. It's really different. It's like a rave. First of all, it's like a Pac-Man rave, you know, with the pounding music and everything. It's totally widescreen. The game moves really fast. And these are like timed games. So, and there's different modes. So like what the main championship mode, it's a 5-minute time game. You're supposed to get as many points as you can in the 5 minutes. It's quite addictive. It's a game I think I will go back to and play if I'm looking. If I have 5 minutes to play a game, I know the game's going to last 5 minutes exactly. So
unless
I really like the game. Unless you're bad and you'll die. I really like the game. I was very pleasantly surprised. $10, I can't give it, you know, my full thumbs up on it because, I don't know, it's just, it seems a little bit too much for me. If there was a multiplayer mode or original Pac-Man thrown in there, then I can give it my blessing. But definitely download the demo.
Yeah, even, I would say 7 or 8 also. I think it's definitely it is missing, I would say, multiplayer.
Yeah, I think what we're really trying to say
is... The price is wrong, bitch.
Thank you, Mr. Sandler. We appreciate that. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, so I definitely recommend downloading the demo and giving it a try. I'm going to go back and play this game more today. I know I will, because I'm enjoying it.
Now, there's no, like, untimed mode, though, right?
No. 5 minutes and 10 minutes. All right, let's see if we can take another call. Thanks, Stormbond.
All right, see ya.
That was good. I'm very glad you called.
Yes.
All right, we got another call. We got Hired Geek on the line.
Whoa.
Hey, Cheapy Wombat.
What's up, man?
Not much, not much. Say, since you guys were talking about Microsoft, I had kind of a question of what you thought. You know, originally, Microsoft kind of had a lineup this year that looked like a killer lineup. You know, you had, at first it was going to be Mass Effect this summer, then kind of move right into BioShock, and then, you know, Assassin's Creed, and, you know, right down the line into, you know, Grand Theft Auto and Halo in November. But do you think Halo being released in September has kind of thrown some shockwaves in that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's really going to affect other developers. I don't think people are going to compete with Halo. Halo's a very unique type of game. It satisfies a unique audience. In this case, it's most of the people who buy Xbox 360s. But still, Halo 3 is the type of game that pretty much most people are going to buy for the Xbox 360, no matter what. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you think, though, that, you know, okay, now I'm going to buy Halo 3, but I might hold off on getting Grand Theft Auto, or I might hold off on getting Assassin's Creed, and then Microsoft kind of starts looking like Nintendo?
Yeah, I think the release dates for those games is more about getting people to buy the console. People who don't own a 360 are waiting. There are people that are waiting for Halo 3 to buy their 360. Those people are not the people that are on the internet reading about games a lot, and they're probably not that familiar with Mass Effect, and they're not that familiar with BioShock. So the fact that those games are going to be out once they get their 360 with their Halo 3, and it may be a little earlier than planned, may actually sell that game to those people earlier than they expected, as opposed to maybe after the holiday season. They may, you know, play their single player through on Halo 3, play it online, feel like they need something else. And that's when they say, oh, I heard that this Mass Effect game is supposed to be pretty good. And now they're buying it in October instead of buying it in January.
Yeah, I don't think Halo 3 is going to affect anybody's shopping habits in any way. People know it's like a commodity. You know, it's like it's like buying that second controller or something for most people. They need to get Halo. And Grand Theft Auto is totally different type of game. And so is Assassin's Creed. People are looking forward to all those games. But a good question. While we have you on the phone, we're gonna play. You want to play Name That Tune? Name That Video Game Tune?
I'll take a swing at it, but
okay,
it's
a little different. It's a little different this week.
Okay,
we're setting it up a little different this week. I've got 5 video game tunes. 4 of them have been used as intros in CAGcasts. One of them has not. Your job is to choose the one that is not. All right?
Roll it.
All right, here we go. Song number 1. All right.
Okay.
That's song number 1.
Like, that sounds familiar. I think you've used that.
All right, let's go song number 2. Alright, that's song number 2.
Okay.
Song number 3. I like this one.
I know, it's my favorite.
Alright, that's song number 3. I could have left that keep playing, but we gotta move the show along. Song number 4. I would never. Uh oh. We lost Hired Geek.
Oh, well. Call back.
Call back, Hired Geek. Jared is calling
back. Just sit here and wait.
Yeah, we got. Well, come on, it's Hired Geek. Can I call him? Let me see. Hold on.
I have no idea. Who left you in charge?
Right, Hired Geek, call back, baby. We need you to play this game. I mean, come on. We were doing so well, Wombat.
I you know, it's all your fault. It's really all I can.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see if I can figure this out. Hold on.
Oh, this makes for great radio.
No, I don't know. Hired Geek's computer exploded or something?
He's not, is that what
I
happened?
Can't even find him.
Oh, well.
All right, well, somebody else wants
to play.
Do we want to
take another caller?
Yeah, I got someone else. All right, Dingleberry. Are you there, Dingleberry? I don't hear you, Dingleberry. Wow, now we're just self-destructing.
I think that we've imploded.
All right, Dingleberry, you lose. I'd love Dingleberry's the guy with the crazy beard. If he can't get his microphone working, then...
it may just be, yeah. This is how it starts, you know. First you can't get calls on Skype. Next thing you know, you're finding yourself way back in time. And,
Right. Oh, wait, I think I got Hired Geek coming.
Oh, there we go.
Maybe not. all right, you know what? All right. Jack, you're on the air. Are you there? Oh, now we're having just problems up the ass.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You did something.
I don't know. Hold on, wait. Our game was so fun, and now it's not fun. All right, yep. Thornbond, you can play.
Yeah.
He's right, the only person who can get on the show.
You heard the first three, right? Thornbond he's got a reliable internet connection. What can I say? All right, you heard the first three, right? By the way, when I edit this out, nobody will have any idea what a disaster this was. Okay. You're the third member of the CAD cast this week. Okay, so you got the 1-3 so far, right? You ready? Here's number four. I would never, ever run away. I'll be here to fight another day. Another day. All right. You got that one?
All right.
And yeah, lastly, number five. All right, so there you got it. Songs 1-5. Do you have a pick?
I guess we'll go with number 5.
Number 5? You are wrong. That was Leisure, the theme to Leisure Suit Larry, and that was from CADcast number 65, a very recent one. No, the CADcast winner
65.
The winner.
You get nothing.
The correct answer. The correct answer was
you're
actually
so
this
stupid.
One.
You get nothing.
This is a tag team wrestling for Nintendo. We never used this one.
It was number 2, right?
Yes, it was number 2. Wombat, you got it. Sorry, Thornbond. No prize for you.
Wow. Oh, no. All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, at least his internet connection works. So we got that going for us. All right. No winner this week, Wombat. Too bad.
Well, maybe next week. What are we doing with all the crap I have here to give away?
Oh, yeah.
I have all sorts of crap to give. Do you want to take another caller?
All right. Dingleberry? Dingleberry, you there?
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah,
right,
we're
got
here.
You.
Right, yes, we're here.
Radio.
We're definitely here. We're doing the show.
Of course
we're
here.
Where would we be gone?
Me too.
All right, well, you missed the contest.
I'm here.
Do you have a computer running Vista?
That was the question, right? This is the new contest? Oh. You don't have a computer. Well, then you fail the contest.
You lose the contest if you don't have a if you don't have a computer running Vista.
No, I have a Windows XP machine. I don't have Vista though. I'm planning on getting it.
You lose. What? You lose the contest.
Try again next week.
All right, I hung up on him.
It's like the meanest contest ever.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Let's save that for next week. On to some game shopping news. GameFly is raising their rates, Wombat. $1. So I guess the postal rate is going up on their flat rate mailers. So
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know. Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess they need to make money. So what can I say?
Yeah,
it's getting quite expensive. I mean, now it's like, what, 20, 24 bucks a month now?
Yeah, it is a little on the steep side.
Yeah. Anyway, so next we got the weekly ads brought to us by Speedy 1961. Next week, a lot of good stuff coming next week. Circuit City is leading the way again with another really good ad. They're having a 2-for-30 deal on any video games, $20 and under. So that's pretty. These all start Sunday the 10th, by the way. Also, if you buy any Xbox 360 gaming system, you can get a free controller, white or black. Also, the new Wii game, the two new Wii games, I guess Big Brain Academy and Mortal Kombat Armageddon. You can get them both for $40. And some savings for PC gamers, Shivering Isles, the Oblivion expansion, $20. The Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle-Earth expansion is $10. Command & Conquer 3 is $40. And Battlefield 2142, $20. Cheap, Wombat. Some good deals there.
I know, but the one deal I'm looking at is from Best Buy, so...
Okay, Best Buy's got a couple good deals. Call of Duty 3 Gold Edition for Xbox 360 is $40. PS3 version is $40 as well. I don't think there's a Gold Edition, though, for PS3, so it must be the regular edition. Virtua Fighter 5 for the PS3, $40.
I'm interested in it. I'm going to have to debate myself on that. There's a good chance I'll have that for next show. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I like the Virtua series.
Those are the deals. On to... I don't really have any news articles. All right, so we're going to move on to the CAG bag. Now, if you remember... I promised our karaoke contest winner. Remember we had the karaoke contest winner?
I do. I'm actually trying to set up another one, remember?
That's right. So now I'm supposed to get this guy on, but I don't see him. Let me see. Hold on. I screwed this up, Wombat. Did I put him in the wrong...
I have no idea. I can't see what you're doing because I'm in New York... And you're in Tokyo, Japan.
Right. Oh, I screwed it up, Wombat. Hey, the QH, whatever. The Q87. The Q87, call into the show right now. And we'll get him up from the CAG bag stuff. I'm going to start with... you just do Skype to CAGcast. And we'll get you on the show there. Okay, here's a question coming from... I am Batman. He says, "Hey, what's up, long-time listener, first-time poster? With the new SNK card game for the DS having a bug that prevents you from accessing all the game's content, and with past issues like the boss in Bubble Bobble Revolution not showing up, do you think that a customer should be able to return a game that has such a terrible glitch?" And he remembers that when he tried to bring it back to GameStop, they gave him a really hard time because GameStop. You know, they don't let you return games. They only let you exchange them for the same game. So what do you think, Wombat? For a game that is broken, do you think it's on the store? You think the store should take the exchange and just give you a refund?
Well, no, the way it should work is it should work where you take it back to the store and the store will send it back to the manufacturer and they get the refund from the manufacturer.
Oh. But you can do it through the store, you think.
You go to the store. The store refunds your money. And then the store has to take their copy of the game and refund that to the distributor where they will get the money they paid back for it. So say you pay $30 for the game and they pay $25 for the game. They're only going to get $25 back.
I see. Interesting.
And that's how it's supposed to work. That's how a recall works, my friend.
Right. All right. Fair enough.
Basically, the game should, if a game has a glitch in it where it can't work, it's up to the manufacturer to let the stores know that it's been recalled.
Right. Okay, wait, I'm going to get the...
Now, you should have proof that you purchased it from that store, or you should be able to trade it, send it back to the manufacturer.
Right. All right, I'm going to get the Q87 on the phone here. I figured out how all this stuff
works. I see
works.
It's ringing.
It is ringing. Okay, in the meantime, I will... up. Q87, you there? I see it looks very crappy on your side. I hear a lot of brrr. It's not working, Wombat.
No, it's not.
His microphone is not...
trying to think of something clever to say, but I don't really have anything clever to say.
His microphone is not transmitting properly, perhaps. Okay, another question from... Get your microphone, the Q87. Get that sorted out and then call me back. Another question comes from Twisted Us from New Zealand, Wombat, all the way from New Zealand. He says, do you know if us New Zealanders can access the Xbox Live Marketplace using an American credit card? We really want to watch the HD movies that you guys have there, but due to Microsoft restrictions, we are unable to. Okay, here's the story. You can't do it. Unless you have an American IP address, you cannot do it. Doesn't matter about your credit card. Doesn't matter about, you know, where your account was created. Doesn't matter, you know, anything. If you don't have an American IP address, you're SOL. And that is from the recent update. So there you go. Hey, we'll take some calls if you have some bad questions calls. We'll take some calls. Hold on. All right, JT Homeslice, you got a question for the CAG bag. JT Homeslice, you there, buddy? I thought I heard something for a second.
I was wondering.
Yeah, me too. There you Maybe go. He's yep. a fish.
Can you hear anything?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, we hear you. Listen to us through Skype, not through the stick cam. Oh, people. When will you learn, people?
It's working now?
Yeah, there you go. Not really?
The new Super Smash Bros. Site.
No, no.
What? Damn it.
All right, caller. Caller, you're on the air. You there, buddy? New caller. Wombat. Well, we're still in beta. Clearly, we are still in beta, Wombat. Oh, you still there, buddy? Wombat? And I lost Wombat. What happened, Wombat? No. Wombat, how sweet the sound. No. I don't know what happened. Well, maybe Wombat will come back. But I think we're pretty much ready to wrap the show up anyway, because we've done plenty of time. Maybe I'll go through another question here. Let's see. Ah, Lick wants to know, hey, Cheapy, how do you keep that bald head so amazingly smooth? What razor or shaving cream do you use? Actually, it's not very smooth. I use a Wahl beard trimmer, W-A-H-L. So it always leaves a little stubble on the top. But the plus is that I cannot cut myself in any way. And it's very easy to do. You don't even really need to look at yourself in the mirror. It's very straightforward. So just look that up. Wahl beard trimmer. And I don't know. Wombat. I feel bad about Wombat. Maybe I'll hang up on Wombat and I'll call him back. Let's try that.
person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message.
All right. Wombat blew up. Let's try Shipwreck. Shipwreck.
Yo.
You're the new wombat.
Awesome.
Oh, wait, hold
on. Oh,
wait.
I'm echoing like awesome.
Wombat.
Yes? Wombat.
I got Shipwreck in because he's the new wombat. What happened?
What
your computer
was that
melted?
About?
I don't know.
Me? You dropped me.
All right.
Dropped
all right,
that
I'm
other
hang up on you, Shipwreck.
You hung up on all right. me.
No, I didn't. It's
yes, you
fault.
Did.
Well, I can't even hang up on you. You hang up, Shipwreck. I
don't know why. No. I'm here to stay.
Fine. Hang out. It's fine with us.
Okay. This is definitely in the finished version right here. It's going smooth.
Yeah,
smooth
exactly.
Sailing. Man,
say hello,
Mrs.
Shipwreck.
Week. So is there
oh,
like
you're right
a
here. Why aren't
section?
You saying hello? Everybody wants to hear from you.
No.
Meet the
okay.
Shipwrecks.
No.
Maybe live was... I
please
don't
put me on the show.
She's so shy now.
You're just right. making them better than you are.
You're a lot better than I am, but that's all right. All right, I'm hanging up now.
Okay, man.
Bye.
Thanks.
All right.
What, did you do, like a whole section of the show with just with him and I missed it?
No, I don't know what happened. It wasn't smooth.
Don't blame,
hold on, let's see.
Don't blame it on me, though.
All right, I won't blame it on you.
That's just rough.
I blame you. All right. Yeah. Let's wrap up the show, Wombat. We did enough show, I think, for everybody.
Sure.
At least I'm sweating, quite frankly.
Just cause
all right, I want to remind everybody to dig the CADcast at dig.com/podcast/CADcast. And also, why don't you dig the CAG foreplay while you're at it and just replace CADcast with CAG_foreplay. Also, we got the MySpace page at MySpace/CADcast, the YouTube page at YouTube/CheapyD. Please review us on iTunes. We like reviews. And what else, Wombat? Anything else we're plugging? Oh, the GooseX contest.
The
you
Goose
can register
contest.
On register on GooseX with CAG with coupon code CAG-2007, and you
we
can
should
win
have,
a DS Lite.
A lot more contests next week as well.
Maybe we'll announce a posting contest where you post in the thread to win a copy of Halo 2 Vista or Shadowrun for Vista. It's two awesome prizes that everyone can enjoy. All four of you who are running Vista.
Vista, can, yeah. You've,
and have a rig that's Vista. Capable of handling can win that. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. It was mostly smooth sailing. Until we hit those rough waters.
If by mostly you mean barely, then yeah.
Right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Maybe it'll be live. Maybe not.
I'm going to go for not.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Oh, wait. I forgot. Right. Okay. Let me do that again. Thanks, everyone.
A gift from Activision is a gift of pure imagination. Give Pitfall, the wild jungle adventure game that made Pitfall Harry famous all over the world. Or set them loose with Keystone Capers, that madcap chase of cops and robbers. A game so funny, it's a crime. This Christmas, don't just give them games. Give them the ones they really want. Activision Video Games, for more fun than you ever imagined.